Glory to Jesus Christ. The parable about this rich man we just heard can raise some questions in our mind. We can ask, it is really so bad if we work hard and we get rich, that we have some kind of property, money. It is really so bad if I really use my talents and I see the opportunities to really get some profit in this life. Is it so bad? But we feel that it's not correct because we cannot find any problem with this man other. In this parable, you know, we cannot see that God would say that this man was a sinner. God doesn't say that he committed a sin. Actually, God doesn't judge him that in this way. But still, God says to this man that he is fool. Why is that? Why those this really bad name was given to this man? And there is one reason only for that, that because it is his approach to life. His approach to life was to eat and drink well and enjoy life. This was approach to life, and we can see through this that he was focused on this life. What is bad to drink and to eat well? What is bad on this to enjoy this life? Well, there is nothing if it is in correct order. God reminds us again and again that, well, we live in this reality here, and through senses we really recognize this world and us. And it can be sometimes for us like an illusion, and this is real life. But God tells us from the beginning, well, this is not real life for you. Real life is something what is going to start, this eternal life, with me, because I created for you to have eternal life with me. But we know about this concept. We know about this offer which God gives us, this gift of eternal life. We know about that, but still we can admit that we are focused on this world. And this causes that then we really admit and we try to make compromise. We know that God has some kind of word for us. He's telling something for us. So we try to compromise and we try to fulfill these basic some kind of rules. And many times not only we choose what we are going to keep, just to calm down our conscience that we are doing something for God, for our soul, but it has no taste, you know? Look, who was today in this mood that, oh, you woke up and say, oh my gosh, it's Sunday today. I can go to church. I can receive communion. I can hear God's word. Let's go, go, go. This time goes so slow. When we are going to start? Did we have this feeling? Or we said, oh my, it's Sunday. I must go to church. All right. Isn't this way? And why if we say that we love God? Why is that we say that we believe in God and we want him to bless our life here and we expect eternal gift, what is life with him forever? So why it is that we don't feel it this way? And we have to admit that if we don't have this feeling, this hot desire for heaven, so we can hear the same name God gave to this rich man. And God calls us with the same name. You fool. You fool, because you were deceived. And you love this world, which ends more than life eternal I am going to give you. Why is that? What is this problem in our hearts that we cannot see that? And well, this is really something what we have difficulties to answer. And I think that we feel that this is the problem which church has, each church, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant churches. All these churches have the same problem, because what they say, we are losing people. And why? Because you know, if you don't feel something that gives you this hot desire for God, why to bother? You can eat and drink well and enjoy life even not to come to church. You can do this. You can enjoy your life. Why to put these duties on your shoulders? The problem is, and social this problem is that we are not open inside for God. Saint Isaac the Syrian, well, somehow a few years ago I started to think that he will be he's the best teacher of spiritual life. And he'll be on this icon on the corner, the first icon, it will be his icon, because I think that this is saint who can teach us really good things. And he says a very strange thing. He said, it can be any knowledge of divine mysteries on a full stomach. It can't be any knowledge of divine mysteries on a full stomach. Through these words, he tried to say that if you don't fast, if you don't pray, if you don't make this effort to connect your soul in deeper way with God, you will have some kind of knowledge about God, but this knowledge will be for you like these handcuffs, like weight which crushes you. Because you will say, I must do this and I don't want to do this. It's not pleasant to me, because I want to drink and eat well and enjoy this life, and those things God wants me, they remove that. But once we force ourselves really to do these ascetical exercises, once we really start to really have fast that we are hungry, and because we want this hunger to be a reminder that there is food which is better than this earthly food. If we start to pray with this desire, oh God, I know that you are offering something and I don't feel that, I don't understand that. Give me this gift, understanding of you. May our hearts, may my heart is burning our hearts of apostles and saints. I know about that. I know that it's possible. I know that many people, many saints had this experience. Give me this experience too, but I have to bow in front of him and to beg him for this grace, to make our heart, my heart, able to receive this grace. And once we start to do this, once we start to change focus from this world to God, we will start to understand more and more and taste of the world. This flavor of words, this enjoying of this world will be losing for us its flavor. Because we will taste something that is not from this world. But if we don't give God chance to come to us, if we don't open the gate of our heart, we will not taste it. And the religion, commandments, God's words, God's advices for our life, God's leadership, guidance on our journey towards heaven will be annoying for us. We will not like that. And during that time, God will be non-stop whispering to us, "You fool, because you are wasting your time not to gain what I prepared for you and what is above your understanding now." I think that this is the problem of present time. We were talking last Sunday that it's important to have, and I was asking that let's practice this silence, at least 15 minutes, to be silent in front of God. So do it. With this desire, God, talk to me, show me, reveal your mysteries to me. We have these prayer books many of you bought. There are like morning and evening prayers. There's like, if you pray it correctly and slowly, it's 15 minutes, morning and evening. You know, many saints, they say that those prayers, if you pray morning and evening, can bring you to salvation if you pray it really with whole heart. Why? Because you who pray these prayers, you know what is there, how these prayers pulls you to understanding of divine mysteries. But if I prefer, instead of this, doing this prayer, to enjoy life, to check emails, Facebook, to do whatever I have, to turn on radio or something, to enjoy this world, I will have full stomach and full mind. I will be not able to come to understanding, to knowledge of God and these divine mysteries. So it is in our hands, you know. One fact is, in this gospel, it's a reminder that each of us will die. In death is in front of each of us, sooner or later. It is. And what kind of name we will hear from God when we stand in front of Him? You fool, or you wise and good servant? It's up to us. God offers us grace. It's up to us if we create this in our life, time, if we follow these good advices God gives us, to be open to understanding of His divine mysteries, which we cannot obtain by mind, but with our heart, and which change our understanding of the world, which will change our understanding of our life, and which will bring us this foretaste of heaven. It is really up to us. Amen.